Man, I hate to cancel a song like that. Such a good song. But I'm going to get started with my show. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is We're Having Fun. I'm a bit discombobulated right now. New Cloud Nothings. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name's Jamie. This is We're Having Fun. Oh, man. I feel bad about canceling that song. The one that was playing before the last song, Beach House, which I queued up and then was like, oh, no, I don't have time to play it. Yeah, you just heard New Cloud Nothings with Modern Act. It's a good tune. Very happy for New Cloud Nothings song. Real upbeat. It's off of their upcoming album, Life Without Sound. Although there was plenty of sound on that song, I'll tell you what. Can you tell I've been gone for a couple weeks? We have a couple special guests in the studio today, both of whom very recently walked in, and I was not expecting. Feel free. You can take mic 3, Jane, if you want. I give it away. Oh no. Just off of a recent board meeting. it's Jane Acker. Welcome to my show, Jane. I don't think you've ever been on my show.
No, I've never been on the show.
But is that mic on?
You know, I doesn't do know like you have on. Fun.
Yeah.
Jamie,
oh,
I don't think mic 4 is on.
Oh, there's fun to be had. No, it's on. It's on. It's
really?
On. Yeah. It's
are you right getting here. Response on the fader?
Is there a little noise going on in my voice?
Because I only hear myself. I only hear myself in the cans.
True. Me. Same. Same here. let's try mic 2 though.
Cans.
Yeah, man.
He has him choking. All right, Jay, try mic 2.
Hey, Jane.
See if this works.
Oh man, Jane, I have a funny story to tell you about last night.
Oh, I can't wait.
You saw me with that girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. He was with a real hot.
I know.
I live with him.
I know.
She is stunning.
John Merfeld. Well,
John Merfeld.
I feel like the mic is
date,
clipping.
Walking with a total stunner.
It didn't pan out.
These what mics are being weird.
I'm aware that it's a bummer.
Yeah, the mics are like mad clipping right now.
I'm supposed to say you're better than her.
No, I'm not. I mean, I might literally
on the
be
aggregate. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Now I can't hear myself in the cans.
John Merfeld, everyone. Yeah, no, I turned down the volume to all the mics because they were clipping real hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
They're being weird, so I turned down. Don't worry, you're being broadcasted, so don't you worry.
Thank God that everyone heard.
Not wait to hear.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me, but I have
of
to
course.
Go
hey, thank you.
Paper.
Thank you.
Yeah, I probably should go. To
this show would die without spontaneous drop-ins.
Yeah, right.
What would the show be without
you wouldn't be having fun?
I believe you.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have like
that's
a plan.
Authentic.
I had a plan and music to play, but you know.
Yeah.
Whatever,
friends, Jamie.
Whatever. Whatever.
All right. I'll catch you later, Jane.
Age of Odds moved on.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I wish I could be part of this. Let me know. I want frequent updates.
I will.
Okay, thanks. The board is doing a poll of like best album, I think.
A bracket?
Yeah, bracket, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, a bracket for big old dweebs like me.
Right, right.
Yeah, and Age of Odds moved on, apparently. I want to see what it looks like, because,
yeah.
I don't know. If Radiohead doesn't come out on top, I'm going
to
be real disappointed.
Sneak a peek at that bracket. Wait, what do you want to get be on top?
Radiohead. Duh.
Oh.
Duh.
I didn't know Radiohead was included in the bracket.
Of course it's included in the bracket. I mean, people nominated albums, and then, I don't know. I'm still on the E-list for exec board, even though I'm not on it anymore.
Right. Oh, wow. Sneaky.
Yeah. I think, I don't really check it that often, but, you know, when I do, it's real juicy.
Oh, man. Jamie, this is what people want to hear. What emails you check. What's in your inbox today, you know?
Dude, everyone's like, man, Hillary deleted all those emails. I'm like, yo, I don't delete anything.
Yeah,
I don't delete squat. Yeah, you know?
I don't either. I've got like 18,000 unread emails.
You do, which is a problem.
It's not, though, because I know which ones are recent.
I mean, she deleted a bunch of emails, but also, like, she's old. Like, cut her some slack.
I agree. Totally agree.
It might have just been a big old accident. Like,
yeah.
She doesn't know how to get them out of the,
she's pretty,
out of the trash.
She's pretty. So I just swipe left. And, oh, no. They're gone.
Oh, all right. No getting those back.
Was I selecting all?
Yeah. She also talks like Bill Clinton.
She talks different all the time.
How you doing, John?
Oh,
I heard you had an interesting night. As I live with you, would you like to share that, or would you rather keep it private?
Basically,
you came to my show.
I come to your show. I want to hear about you, Jamie.
We're missing my indie folk block for this, so this better be good.
Don't worry, I won't keep you too long because I also have things to do. But
you have stuff to do.
The long and short of my evening was that I it was just a classic case of. Expectations were set and then, you know, were wildly diverged from the reality. Basically, I was at a dinner party with someone who seemed
for
super,
a dinner party for interesting people.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I was supposed to bring a plus one and she seemed so thrilled and so excited, and then she just like left in the middle and like got an Uber home and like kind of didn't say
no spells cast or anything. Oh, I should clarify. She thinks she's a witch.
She
identifies as a witch.
She pretends to be a witch.
Not like a Wiccan though.
It's a persona.
She doesn't do. She's not about like. She doesn't do potions.
She is a witch person.
or like alchemy or any of that?
Yeah. Witches don't do alchemy.
Do they not?
No.
Alchemists do alchemy.
Yeah, alchemists do.
Okay. What's the I guess potions is the only
just like
what's the field, what do you call the field of potions?
Just witchcraft.
Okay. Or she does do that though.
She like no, it's like an act. It's like a thing. I don't know, dude. I'm just a little peeved.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but whatever. It's all good. I'm you know, hey. Anybody, any lovely listeners, come I'll take you to dinner, you know. I'll take you to dinner parties.
You're talking to
how many people am I talking to?
Talking to 9 people right
nine
now.
9 people. Okay, yeah. So on average, 4.5 women.
Yes.
But hey, interesting fellas out there, I'll take you to dinner too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Hey, why not? How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm wearing a shirt. That
I can see that.
At the Steely Dan concert that I had that bit about. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that bit last night?
I did. Yeah, cool. I did. Yeah, I did stand up at this real punk rock comedy show.
Yeah.
It wasn't punk rock, but it was in a basement. And I did it. And it was fun. There were no chairs.
I heard that.
But there were lots of laughs. And yeah, I did. Because I think the host forgot to time my set. So like I did my 5 minutes. Oh. And then I was like, I didn't see the light. And I was like, how much time do I have left? Nice. And he was like, a minute. And so I was classic. Like, sweet, Steely Dan bit time.
Classic.
And, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, I wedged that bit right in there.
Yeah, yeah. Those shows always sound so fun. I really want to do one. But so far I've just been sending people.
Yeah, they're fun. They'd be more. Yeah, I mean, you know, you always wish more people showed up, but like,
well,
it was like a decent turnout. But you know, if they did more PR, I'm sure we'd get more peeps and also more chairs. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That
could be the like the title of the next one. Discount Therapy Chair Edition.
Now with chairs.
Sit while you laugh.
Laugh while you sit. I know. You can. I mean, you think chairs are a given, you know, but no, they're really just a luxury.
It's a really
that most
it's
comedy
a classic,
shows have.
It's a classic. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Situation.
Basically,
classic.
That. You just take it for you take. You know, you take it for granted. And of course, you could sit on the floor, but it's a basement floor.
Yeah,
there was a rug, but it was a basement rug.
Right, and I mean, with you and me right now, for example, standing on this hard, cold cement floor, it's. I really wish we had some chairs.
Yeah, me too.
Feet are tired.
My dogs are barking.
Oh man, don't even get me started.
It's one thing to host.
Don't even get me started about my dogs.
All right, well listen, John, I gotta get back into some tunage right now.
Okay, and yeah. I'll get out of your huge hair then.
Thank you. I have to cut my hair.
It's funny how the headphones indent your hair.
They really do, and yeah. I've gotten used to it. Everyone says I look dumb when I wear headphones.
You kind of do, yeah. I'm only just realizing
which
that.
Which is upsetting, because I like wearing headphones.
Well, I don't really see you wear them anymore, because you always just have your speakers in your room now.
You're right, but like when I walk
when
around.
When you go out, yeah, for
when
sure.
I, when I hit the town.
It is a little a bit of a silly effect, I'm noticing.
Well, you know, it's my brand.
My brand!
It's my brand. You know, and like, it's just, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm fine with it. I've gotten, there's a nice little indent, but it's like a signature, you know?
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, dude. It's like my logo.
Oh, you mean that kid with the indented hair?
Yeah.
Such a cool signature look.
That differentiates me from all the Afro redheads out there.
Right, right. Yeah. All the clowns.
That's my trademark. And you know what that, I think that says something.
It definitely says something.
I think that means a lot. Why is CD3 on right now?
Dude,
I turned
know.
On the wrong fader. That's why.
Yeah.
Go me. Yeah. All right, John. I'm going to get back in some tunage right now.
All right. What are you going to play?
Thanks for dropping by. I'm going to play some new...
Thanks for having me.
Bon Iver right
oh,
now.
Oh, a little Bon Iver.
A little
Bon Iver.
A little Bon Iver on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
So well, but this is all there is.
This is how we grow now.
these will just be places to me now. The foaming is down. We're rising the stakes. Staying at the Ace Hotel, the calm would allow. I would just be floating to you now. It would make me pass to let it pass on. I'm climbing the dash,
And we're having fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Grizzly Bear with I Live With You off of their 2009 release Focata Mess. Before that, Fleet Foxes with Drops in the River off of Sun Giant, their debut EP. Also debut anything. Which I've been getting super into. And then before that, Bon Iver with 33 God off of 22 A Million, his latest album that came out this year with a lot of buzz. Not my favorite Bon Iver record. Not a huge fan, but there are some songs that definitely stick out to me. I don't know. I just have very mixed feelings about it. Maybe I need to listen to it more, but I don't know. It was very hyped, perhaps overhyped. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about it. It's definitely more subdued than a lot of his past stuff, which is saying a lot. But also very experimental, very like James Blakey kind of stuff on it, which, you know, if you're into that, definitely check it out. Also, if you're into Bon Iver, check it out. Why not? Cool. Yeah. So that was a bit of a, indie folk kind of block that we just did. I'm experimenting with blocks, you know, two and a half years in, I'm still experimenting with stuff. But we got some, let's see. So my friend John Merfield stopped in earlier. He threw a big old wrench into my plan for today, but I still have a block of requests from my dad, which I am excited to embark on. As soon as my Spotify stops flipping out, I'll get right on that. All right, I'd say we're ready to go. Here is some Dixie Dregs on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you. We're having fun, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Few requests from my dad. First one that you heard was Dixie Dregs with Assembly Line, live recording, or live concert. Yeah, real good jazz fusion, quality jazz fusion all the way through. After that, Steely Dan, The Royal Scam off of The Royal Scam, 76. And after that, virtuoso violinist Jean-Luc Ponty with Egocentric Molecules. I wouldn't know that was a violin if I didn't know he was a violinist. That's crazy. He's real good. Cool. So I got one more block of music for you folks, but first, quick PSA. Millions of kids are using their energy wisely by installing energy-saving light bulbs. It only takes a second, so what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council and WMFO. All right. I wonder if I have enough time. When do I have enough time to play the rest of the music I want to play? I don't think I do. So I'm just gonna... You know what? I'm just gonna play... How about one more tune? One of my favorite songs to come out this year, for sure. It's off this album by this band called Preoccupations. Used to be called Viet Cong. People didn't like that name, so they changed it. You know, fair enough. And now, they released an album this year called self-titled Preoccupations. So they're one band, but they've released two self-titled albums, one after the other. This is the second to last song off their new album, and it's a real good one, real fast one. So if you've enjoyed the fast-paced music as of late, I got more of that for you. 91.5 WMFO Medford, we're having fun. Preoccupations on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Man, what a fantastic tune that was, in my opinion. What was that again? Simulation. Yeah, it's one of those albums where all the songs have one, or all the song titles are just like one word, and it's like, ooh, so blah, 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 so mysterious or whatever. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's a really good album. It's one of my favorites of this year. Although the tracking is a little weird, because they have like two 1 minute songs like right after the other. They have like, yeah, they're like 2 1.5 minute like interlude songs one after the other, so that doesn't really make sense. And then at the end of the second one, it just like it sounds like a new song is starting up, but then it just kind of fades out. And it's like, why would you do that? Ah, Preoccupations. Like, yo, it's artsy. You know, whatever. I don't know. It sounded like it was going somewhere, and then it just didn't. But then this song comes right after that, which is a good song. So, you know, the tracking's a little weird. The song's a little weird. There's like a 10-minute song right in the middle of the album, and half it's an ambient outro. But, like, you know, whatever. They can do what they want at this point. Who am I to tell them what or what not to do? Anyway, that's it for me. I'm going to sign out, but I've chosen one more song for y'all to listen to. More music is on the way, so keep it tuned right here to 91.5 WMFO. I'll be back next week with maybe a guest that I planned this time. Who knows?
see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome.